Speaking of transition, the folks at Arkansas State University have transitioned nicely with new head coach Blake Anderson, and he joins us now on the Stickies Rock and Roll Chicken Shack Hotline. And glad to say I had a chance to meet Coach briefly. I'm sitting there in the press box at the GoDaddy Bowl, and I look to my left, and there's a nice gentleman sitting there grabbing a quick bite to eat. That's Coach Anderson. I said, "You're Coach Anderson." He says, "Yeah, I am." I'm like, "What are you doing up here?" Coach, welcome into the zone for the first time. Good to talk to you again. How are you?
Yeah, good to see you. Yeah, I was just trying to blend in. I didn't do a very good job that night, I guess.
Well, I could just tell. I mean, you're in kind of a frantic mode ever since you hit campus. You obviously got a late start on everything, and you had really three things working at once. You got recruiting going, you're trying to assemble a staff, and you're trying to evaluate the players on campus, not to mention all the other peripheral things that go into moving from place to place. So how do you think you handled everything, and how hard was it to sort of manage everything in that crucial period?
Well, it was chaotic, but I had a staff in place really quickly and knew exactly who I wanted to bring with me, and they made things a lot easier. A lot of those guys had been with me for a while or had been with me previously, and they knew what we wanted to do. They knew the tempo of how we wanted to do things and what we were looking for, so they alleviated a lot of the stress. But and then honestly, these guys are used to going through transition. We hope we can stop that. But the kids handled it really well. Our players were able to make the transition easy for us. They knew how recruiting was supposed to go. They handled the recruits really well on campus. It's kind of been all hands on deck, and really they've made my job easier. I think we came out of this deal really well. Really pleased with the class we're able to put together. And we take a little bit of a deep breath and move on now and start getting ready for spring ball and start recruiting 2015 with a year ahead of you as opposed to a three-week period. So I was pleased with how it turned out.
Well, I commend the folks at A-State. They obviously are looking for some consistency. They put in a $1 billion buyout for Coach after his first year. So they're going to keep him around for at least a couple of years at minimum. I don't know if you knew that or not, Coach. You got to read the fine print on those contracts.
Yeah, that's pretty rough, man.
Yeah.
They got me for a while. I'm glad. It needed to be done. It needed to be done, no doubt.
No doubt. Well, you obviously did have a little bit of time to watch practices and the bowl game as you were trying to do all the other things we mentioned. From that standpoint, you do have a little bit of an advantage over teams that didn't go to bowl games making a coaching transition. How much evaluation are you able to do in that, and how much do you do by watching tape and talking to the coaches?
Yeah, it was really pretty limited. I was looking for just, their personality, how they practiced, the energy level that you got, just kind of seeing some guys stood out as leaders and really looking at just overall kind of team speed out in space. And I was really – for the most part, pleased with what I saw. Thought the guys moved around well in space. They they were serious about what they were doing at practice. There's a temper, and a tempo and a temperament about how they did things that was good. Something to build on. It didn't get really too in-depth specifically. We'll do that here in the offseason starting next week or so. Still, where we start getting an idea of who we actually have at each position. But, just a general overview, was very pleased with what we have to work with. We have some serious depth issues at places that we've got to try to address in recruiting this class and the next two coming up. But I think that comes with transition. You're going to have some holes. We're just finding out about them as quickly as we can.
When you were at North Carolina, what were your main areas of recruiting as far as, states that you went into? I see you guys, obviously had a good representation here. Would you end up with 10 different states represented, I think? But back to your time in North Carolina, what were some of your main areas that you looked to recruit in?
Well, we really hammered, obviously, they're close to home. South Carolina, North Carolina, Virginia were heavy, heavy. Got into Georgia, mainly, the Atlanta area was really heavy for us. And then from there, we started to get into some of the areas up in the Northeast a little bit more. The bulk of our recruiting was done there, in the Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia areas. And then I would go, as the offense coordinator, I would go wherever I needed to look at quarterbacks, and had picked up a Virginia kid this past year and had picked up the player of the year in the state of Ohio the year before, which the brand was good, and so you could do that. But most of that stuff on the East Coast is predominantly where we spent most of our time.
ASU head coach Blake Anderson joining us in the zone on the Stickies Rock and Roll Chicken Shack Hotline. Did have a quarterback in this class, but obviously you're walking into a situation and you got to see him do what he does in Freddie Knight in that bowl game. talk to me about your areas of need you feel like you had to address and how you feel like you covered that up.
Well, we had about four or five really what we thought were critical needs. We definitely, everybody needs D tackles, D linemen, so that was addressed very quickly, and we were able to get what we think are quality, you know, seven guys that can play up front in some capacity. Several of them we thought were just absolute steals for us to get, especially as late as we were in the process. Guys that typically from even some of the places we were coming from thought that they would have already maybe been committed to other places. So with the unfortunate incident with Markell Owens and his tragedy there, it just created even another spot, not to mention guys that are graduating. So really tried to attack defensive line, defensive tackle specifically, with us being able to get our hands on five of those guys or four guys now that one's going to grow into that. That was huge. And again, liked what we got in the kind of length and the athletic ability of all those guys bring to the table. We definitely needed to get some length on the edge offensively for offensive tackle, and we felt like we found three guys, maybe even four. You know, Jamal Bell might even grow into an offensive tackle, but the Beard kid and Kyle Harris, who's already here, and Daniel Keith all obviously play tackle and have time there, and even Kyle had played some in the SEC before bouncing back to junior college. We definitely had to get some help at running back with Michael. I mean, he can't carry the load by himself with the amount of plays we're going to get in a game with the tempo we play. We've got to have some bodies there. And with Tank and Brandon Biner being kind of a late add, Brandon, we felt like we got that, and we were able to add an all-purpose guy that we think is one of the most dynamic players we watched on tape all year, and Darrell Rollins Davis out of Tennessee. And then graduation, I think, is going to hurt us very quickly in the secondary, mainly at corner. And we were able to grab four corners that we all four were top 100 players in the country. If you look at different publications, all of them had offers. All of them have length for the most part and can play in man coverage or zone. And we really felt like we addressed a big need there. And those were the main on the board. When you look at depth, it's going to hurt us real soon. Those were the places that would hurt us the most. And then overall, we were trying to get speed. We wanted team speed. We wanted as many guys that could run. And so any guy that we thought could really run in space, we tried to get our hands on. And Rollins Davis, Brandon Biner, Tyler Trosen, all those guys, Gaskins, Taylor, Wagner, Armstead, every one of those guys, if you look in their backgrounds, had some track background and has speed that attached to them. And we're trying to just get it to be as fast and physical football team as we can in a hurry.
Well, you got an all-name team working here for sure. Cardarius, you got a Fudge in there. You mentioned Gaskins. I guess that's his nickname. You mentioned Tank already. You got a great
Tank.
Name. Blaze Taylor, an Auburn transfer, a mid-year guy. So you got some great names on this class as well, Coach. So when I talked to you briefly in between bites, and I know you were, again, running around, but you did mention to me that this is going to be an offense that people who are even casual football fans are going to enjoy watching it work. So talk to me a little bit about your approach, and for those who haven't had a chance to visit you, about your philosophy and what your hopes are this coming season.
Well, the easiest way to describe it is fast break football or basketball on grass. I mean, that's we're going to play with extremely high tempo. We've over the last 10 years, we've been one of the fastest operating teams in the country when you look at just plays per game. And we are going to be balanced. We'll still run the ball, but we do spread the ball around a lot. We get it into a lot of different hands. Typically, every skill player on the field is going to have opportunities to touch the ball. We're never going to be one of those teams, if you look up and have one wide out with 110 catches and the next guy's got 30. I mean, we're going to have guys across the board that are touching it in a lot of different ways. We're no huddle, so there's no dead time. We're spreading the ball sideline to sideline, end zone to end zone, in very balanced and explosive type ways. Always like to have some wrinkles in there for people that just like to see exciting football. Flea flicker, reverse pass, double pass. The unexpected that can create some big explosive plays. But all that wrapped into a very physical mindset. We want to be downhill at you on both sides of the ball and be able to honestly just smack you in the mouth. And so it's a fun brand of football if you don't know anything about it. If you do, it's even more. You can see the technical side of it, but if you just enjoy the atmosphere of a Saturday afternoon, seeing the ball slung around and seeing things move fast, it's never boring.
When do you guys start spring, Coach?
We're going to start on Monday, March 17th. It'll be our first practice, and we'll finish up with a spring game on Friday at 7 p.m. on April 18th, the weekend of Easter. So we're going to have a Friday evening game and under the lights, and try to have a just have a great day that day.
Well, we look forward to talking to you a lot more through spring and on into the fall, and wish you lots of luck and commend you on a class that many are calling the best in the Sun Belt. So great effort with a short window of opportunity there for you and your staff. We appreciate the time today. Look forward to getting you on again.
Thanks for having me. Take care.